Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So our sources today are a little different.
Yeah, no complex research papers this time.
No, instead we've got this stack of traditional German sheet music and lyrics.
Yeah.
The very same ones we use for our end-of-year singing.
And this is our final deep dive before we head off for our Betriebsferien.
Our annual company holiday, exactly.
So the mission today is to, you know, take a quick look and see what kind of surprising wisdom is hiding in these classic texts.
And just a heads up for everyone listening.
Right. We are taking a pause now, and we will be back with brand new deep dives for you starting on January 5, 2026.
Okay, so let's jump in. I mean, we think of these songs as just simple holiday music.
Mm-hmm. Background noise, almost.
But they're really texts, right?
Yeah.
And they're conveying some pretty serious foundational ideas. Let's start with O Tannenbaum.
Okay.
What is it about a fir tree that makes it so worthy of a whole song, especially its resilience?
Well, what's so fascinating here is how specific the authors were. That's Joachim August Sarnack and Ernst Danschitz. They don't just say the tree's green. The core message is that it stays green off in winter when es schneit.
Even in winter when it snows.
Exactly. When everything else is barren and, you know, gone for the season.
So the tree becomes a symbol of reliable endurance.
Precisely. Your sources here spell it out. This specific quality provides Hoffnung und Beständigkeit.
Hope and steadfastness.
And that, in turn, gives Mut und Kraft to jederzeit courage and strength at all times. It's a perfect analogy for these, you know, foundational truths that don't change.
That makes the whole concept so much stronger. Okay, so from nature's resilience, we then get songs like Stillnacht, Heiligenacht, mm-hmm. which feels like a total shift in focus. This one was written by Joseph Franz Mohr and Franz Xaver Gruber.
It is a total shift. It moves from this big, broad idea of endurance to something intensely personal and serene.
How so?
It focuses on a single image. Think about the details in the lyrics. The Holder Nab im Lochianar.
The little boy with curly hair.
Sleeping in Himmlischer Ruhe, heavenly rest. It's capturing this one perfect moment of peace, the Retend Stund.
The saving hour.
Yeah, it's this small, quiet moment that stands in stark contrast to, you know, a chaotic world.
From steadfast nature to this profound human tenderness. Okay, but then there's a movement towards celebration, right?
Yeah.
With a song like Ode für Elisha.
It is. It's definitely a shift. Ode für Elisha by Johannes Daniel Falk is a direct call to rejoice.
It feels less like meditation and more like action.
That's a great way to put it. It doesn't dwell on the quiet moment, but on the consequence of that moment.
Okay.
The second stanza is the key. Christ ist erschienen uns zu versöhnen. Christ appeared to reconcile us.
Which leads right to the big conclusion.
Exactly. Freue, freu dich, O Christenheit, rejoice.
And if we look at the actual source material, like this sheet music for Es ist ein Rosensprungen, you can see how these ideas are even built into the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the parts marked out so clearly.
Yes. That shows you the foundational structure. You're looking at complex four-part harmony, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
All built around that symbolic reference to Jesus, to Jesus.
And the stability of that complex music, it just mirrors the stability of the things we've been talking about.
It all connects, whether it's the enduring green of the fir tree, the serenity of that saving hour, or the triumphant structure of the music. These sources are just so rich with these core concepts.
Endurance, peace, hope.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we return to them. These classics really emphasize that steadfastness, that Beständigkeit is where the greatest strength often lies. It's like returning to reliable, deep knowledge in chaotic times.
A perfect thought to end the year on. Enjoy the break, everyone. And maybe consider this as you head into the new year.
What's that?
That the enduring quality of tradition, you know, that constant green of the Tannenbaum, is what gives us the stability we need to face all the uncertainties and all the new growth that January is sure to bring.